Good morning and welcome to a special COVID-19 briefing by the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Health and Human Services for the local government officials of Massachusetts. I'm Jeff Beckwith, the Executive Director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association, and the MMA is pleased to be the platform host for this whole series of COVID-19 briefings that the Baker-Polito administration has provided for the local government leaders of the Commonwealth. We appreciate the co-sponsorship of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council in helping to get word out about this particular briefing. We know we sent the notice on Friday for a Monday morning, but there's some important news regarding COVID-19 and an announcement that the administration will be making later this morning that they wanted to get to you beforehand. I will make a note that, as usual, briefing is being recorded. The MMA will provide a summary article of it later this morning on the website with a link to an audio recording and also links to any resources that the administration looks to provide to all of us and to the public on COVID-19. After the presentation and briefing, we will have some time for some questions, which we will take through the chat function, and I'll moderate that function. I just want to note that you'll see on your screens here, MMA President Adam Chapdelaine, the town manager of Arlington, Mass., and Mark Drayson, the executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Both organizations are working together very closely with the administration to get as much information out to you as possible. And now it's our privilege to say good morning to the Lieutenant Governor and to say thank you to you for your partnership with cities and towns, and of course to Secretary Sutters. And Lieutenant Governor, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and thank you, MAP, for hosting the important briefing this morning. As Jeff has said, we will be making announcements later this morning, but as has been our practice, we want to review that announcement with early today at this hour and be able to provide details as address any questions that you might have time. And then you'll hear the briefing. Of course, you can continue to ask us questions, always available. Make sure you have best information able to do your jobs as well as you do. I hear that I'm not being heard. I will try to get closer here. This morning, I turn it over to Sutters, who's going to guide you with details, but the announcement this will be the availability of rapid tests to high communities, as well as the availability of a procurement for municipalities to access rapid tests at a much more competitive rate, obviously in your local ARPA dollars, and being able to get those tests at the need of your community. We all know that vaccination and boosters, as well as self-help, are the best ways to approach COVID-19 and the variant. And approaching the holidays, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help our residents be safe for not only themselves, but those with whom they wish to gather. So at this point, I'll turn it over to Secretary Sutters to lay out the further details, and then we would be available to answer questions over the course of this hour. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope this finds you well. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you, Jeff, Mark, for hosting us once again. As I said earlier to Jeff, I'm sure he's looking forward to not having Monday mornings with Lieutenant Governor and me at some point in the future. The one thing we would ask is, as the administration is going to be making the formal public announcement at 10 a.m., that our colleagues in the municipalities, please not post something until such time. And I will go through in some detail, and we're grateful for your partnership. As many of you know, as some of you may know, there are 10 manufacturers in the United States that have 13 emergency use authorizations for at-home antigen tests. 11 of them do not require prescriptions. Our team has been working very hard to secure these rapid antigen tests for municipalities. And last week, we purchased 2.1 million rapid antigen tests that will be distributed free to 102 municipalities in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts beginning this week. 400,000 of the 2.1 million, the 102 communities represent about 3.7 million people in Massachusetts. They were selected based upon the percentage of families living under the poverty, living in poverty or below in the Commonwealth. And the actual allocation is then taking that percentage times the population in that municipality. So it's 102 municipalities. The 2.1, we have purchased them from a company called iHealth in California. We did direct negotiations with the manufacturer. So they are 400,000 were delivered on Friday to the warehouse. Another 800,000 arrive tomorrow and the balance by the end of this week. And yes, they're actually, as the Lieutenant Governor and I discussed over the weekend, they are actually either in hand or en route. And we have the signed contract from the entity on Friday. So at around 9 a.m. this morning, your local board of the 102 municipalities, your local Board of Health director will receive a letter, an email letter from Jana Ferguson from the Department of Public Health, and a very brief Google document, survey document, which all we're asking for is the contact name, the address, the distribution site to receive these tests, and to be prepared to receive them from our National Guard between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. every business day going forward. We're asking that that survey come back by close of business tomorrow. In the very simple letter, we'll tell you how many are being allocated, what even the size of the pallets are, so that you can think about, you know, like the storage place. These do not require any special storage at all. It's just, you need, depending on the size of your municipality, it's bigger than a closet. I'll leave it at that, but it's very specific in each letter. So that's, we think that's great news. These are free for you, the municipalities, to distribute. The one thing we are asking you is to distribute these to individuals in high need in your municipalities. Obviously, antigen tests are available on the market, ranging from anywhere between $7, $8 up to $26 per package. We believe it was important to get as many as possible that we could purchase into the hands of municipalities for families and individuals of high need. So that's part one. The second phase is we posted on Friday night, Friday late day, a procurement for manufacturers, for these 10 manufacturers to engage in business with the Commonwealth. We already contacted the manufacturers, gave them a heads up that this was coming for them to submit contracts with the Commonwealth. And then we engage in sort of, you know, negotiations back and forth to drive the cost down as much as possible. It will be a rolling basis, and I'll explain in a second why it's gonna be a rolling basis. Once it's completed, you know, the negotiations with manufacturer A, we will then post the manufacturer and their state negotiated price, and municipalities will be able to use the state negotiating price for purchasing rapid antigen tests for your own use over and above what we're providing at this time. We expect, yes, the Binex come two per box. So does the iHealth. The iHealth comes two per box. So again, this is gonna be a rolling procurement. As we complete negotiations with a manufacturer, we will then post the prices, and municipalities, as you've done before, been able to purchase through the state for your own use. The reason we're doing it on a rolling basis is we believe that there will be more emergency use authorizations allowed by the federal government, and we don't want to have a time-specific period where then there may be new products coming to market, where again, we can negotiate the best price possible for the state and for our municipal partners. So that's really the bulk of the news. And we're happy to go into some detail of this, and I know there's some other questions, but I just wanna thank the governor and the lieutenant governor have been pushing the team to find products as, you know, that we can. And the reason, in case you want to ask, like why iHealth, they were willing to meet our ambitious expectations of as many antigen tests that we could purchase, that we could guarantee delivery into the Commonwealth prior to, you know, the bulk of the holiday period. And that was very important to us. As many tests as possible, as timely as possible. And we've all experienced the supply shortages out there. So I didn't want, you know, somebody telling me they could deliver this, you know, next April. So that's sort of the bulk of our news.
Well, Secretary, thank you very much. This is excellent news. Not just for the 102 communities that would be the recipients of whole entire sets of these tests, but also to all communities to be able to essentially piggyback on your great work to be able to have much more affordable access to these rapid tests. One quick clarification I wanted to make to everyone on this call. That this is a pre-announcement that the Lieutenant Governor, Governor, and Secretary will be making this public announcement at 10 o'clock. And so all of the information here is embargoed until that time. So the administration has asked that this not be shared with any media outlets or posted or anything like that. But it allows you to be prepared essentially for Jonna Ferguson, who we know is actually in the crowd watching this to send out a notice to the 102 communities. We have any other information that you would want to provide before we jump into questions?
So again, I would just urge after this call to look for the email communication from the Department of Public Health and turn around the Google Doc as quickly as possible. It's very simple. I looked at it myself this week and I challenged the team, like we're just asking the basic information. And I just want to give a shout out to my colleagues at MEMA and the National Guard, because they will be, they're the ones who are, you know, our distributors, if you would, in handling the logistics.
Oh. Excellent. Thank you. And if you post your questions and you want everyone to see, please post the questions to everyone. And then we can go through them, although there are a few that are in the chat right now. The first was posted to panelists and by Mark Drayson. I'll just ask it now. Some of the test kits come, you had mentioned this, two per. So when you're talking about the number of tests, you're referring to the total number of tests, not boxes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. When I speak about the tests, so it's 2.1 million tests. The communication is clear about tests. And then it will also say boxes and pellets.
And there's a question follow up as well. Will you be providing some potential public education models or suggested statements that can be used so that local boards of health can actually talk about what these tests are, the uses, and sort of use similar information and not have to recreate it in every community?
So thank you for that question. So there's a couple things will happen at around 9:30. So again, at 9 a.m., letter to our 102 municipalities, local boards of health. Around 9:30, there will be a posting of a state website on how to use the rapid antigen tests. The materials will be in English and Spanish, as well as there will be like an infographic. I was badly describing it this weekend to my staff, like a universal graphic. So an infographic on the four easy steps. So this is a very easy, four easy step, non-invasive swabbing. 2 years old plus. So one of the reasons we think this is a particularly good product is it's for any individual 2 years and older. And it's four, literally four processes. Brush, dip into a solution, drop into a test thing, wait 15 minutes. That's what it is. So we wanted to make sure that the materials were at least available in English and Spanish, plus provide an infographic, plus a website. And then of course the press release and anything else you need, but we're going to post it all on a rapid antigen website on mass.gov. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a question beyond the 2.1 million tests that are going to be provided to the 102 communities. Do you have a sense of the supply chain capacity for the communities that would be seeking potentially to buy these directly via the contract that you've negotiated going forward?
So we, one of the reasons, Jeff, I indicated that we want this to be a rolling procurement is to, I don't have a lot of insight into the manufacturing process. And we have, the governor very much encourages the federal government to encourage production. And we do expect to see an increase month to month in rapid antigen tests. So one of the reasons we're doing this as an open procurement, a rolling procurement, is as new products are authorized, we want as many manufacturers as possible onto the state contract in order to ensure as much supply. I know that doesn't provide you with the detail you would want, but we're encouraged, certainly with the 2.1 million that we were able to negotiate directly with iHealth, and expect more to market. So we're just, our commitment to you is we're gonna negotiate as hard as possible, as low a rate as possible with as many manufacturers as possible so that we don't have a disrupted supply chain and you have choice.
Excellent. And then obviously you are working to target these toward low income, so for affordability and for those disproportionately impacted most by the pandemic, so that they can have these as resources to protect themselves and their families and so on. So or will the Department of Public Health be working with on best practices and suggestions for those targeted communities and how to get that those messages out? That was a question that was in the chat.
Yep. So we are, we know that you know your communities best, and we will of course help you with messaging and the like. There's a lot of materials, as you know, right now up on our website, and to help you tailor it for your municipalities. It's also under our understanding that the federal government will be providing rapid antigen tests to rural health clinics and to some number of federally qualified health centers. That's coming straight from the federal government to FQHCs and to rural health clinics, but we will of course help you with messaging and the like. We do know that you know your municipalities best as to how you want to distribute them, either through local boards of health, with other testing or where vaccines are being given out and the like. So we did not want to be overly prescriptive, but to really encourage the municipalities, since these are free, we're paying for them, but they're right. Free to municipalities, but really for families and individuals in need.
Really appreciate the, not only all the resources and recognizing that this is the beginning of another wave of resources that communities will be able to access, and that this news is great for the 102 communities that will be receiving the free test kits, but also for the, I'll do the math quickly, 249 communities that won't be receiving those. They'll be able to, if they wish, piggyback on, and this would certainly be an allowable use of ARPA funds to be able to use to get a good rate and distribute themselves. And let's see. There's a question about a chance to purchase through regional collaborations. If you're not one of the 102, what you're saying is that all communities will be able to, through the whole state contract process, yes, that allows communities to municipal governments to piggyback onto state contracts.
Yes. So while the 2.1 million is for 102 municipalities, which, as I said, represents about 3.7 million people in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, based on federal poverty, the highest levels of the percentage of federal family poverty level, the procurement would be open to all municipalities in the Commonwealth. And again, we're trying to rapidly negotiate. In fact, there's negotiations that happen very early this week with some of the manufacturers. We've given them a heads up that this was coming. So we're going to be aggressive and negotiate the best possible price.
Thank you on that. And then there's a question about, about iHealth, but is the manufacturer a domestic company, is a question that's in the chat.
So iHealth is a California company. I have this amazing team of people who source products, is the only way I can describe them. And instead of going through, they tried going through the usual channels, the third parties, and then just literally went straight to the manufacturer negotiated. They wanted to know how high to go. And I said, as many as they would negotiate with us. And we landed, they could deliver 2.1 million in, like I said, like in 10 days. And that was, last week.
Excellent. I remember in the last briefing, Secretary, you said you didn't want to get over your skis. And I guess you're right on top of, perfectly placed on your skis on the testing announcement this morning. And that you were so obviously working on that vigorously during the last briefing. There's a question. I think it's actually a request for assistance, that in addition to English and Spanish, if there's an ability to aid in the translation into more languages of the instructions and so on, that would be very helpful. Of course, there are communities that have dozens of languages spoken, and you've been doing that throughout.
Yes, we will. I will take that back to the team. That one of the reasons I asked the team over the, as this was moving, as we wanted to get these into your hands as quickly as possible. So over the weekend, the social worker non-marketer here asked the team if we could at least do like an infographic, right, a visual, before we had other languages available. But we will, I have folks in my office are texting DPH as we speak.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. And then highest and best use of these, since while 2.1 million is a huge amount, a supply, as you noted, it represents a population that's even greater. So are for holiday gatherings, before holiday gatherings, something like that, in order to deal with holiday surge.
Let me turn it back. I don't know, Lieutenant Governor, do you want to speak about this a little bit, and then I can add to it on best use?
I think that is exactly the way to think about this, given that there's two to a box, and you determine in your community the highest need. The messaging will be in advance of gatherings, self-test, so that you can protect yourself and others before entering a group of people and then infecting a larger group. So that's just, I think, the best way to approach it, because there just is not enough to penetrate into these communities before the holiday, which is coming very quickly.
And just to piggyback on what the Lieutenant Governor said, I would also, part of the messaging, and it's, you'll see it on the website, is encouraging people who can afford to purchase retail, right? So like we are targeting these for high need families. There are other products out on the market for people to purchase.
Absolutely.
And you'll see that on the website as well.
Absolutely. There's a finite supply of more affordable tests, and we want to make sure that they get out to the population that needs that level of financial assistance, because they're the most exposed, because they have the least resources.
I think that's important, right? To make sure it gets into the hands of the people who need it the most because of affordability purposes, and then to use the test at the right time.
Yes. And there's a question about whether these tests have a different level of efficacy if you're symptomatic or not symptomatic. In other words, these antigen tests are appropriate to test anyone, not just anyone. People with symptoms.
So the beauty of rapid antigen tests, if anyone has used them, sometimes people have used them when they're worried that they've been exposed, or someone who's starting to show symptoms. One of the things that, again, we were negotiating with a number of manufacturers to get the best and the most ambitious product, if you could, you know, amount to Massachusetts. I actually was online looking at the, one of my staff actually used the iHealth to sort of test it out. It's very user-friendly. It's easy to use, it's not complicated. It has like two little packages in it. So it really is like four steps. And I think the use of it, you know, the ease of use was, I don't want to say a bonus, but just helps people, right? It's like not something complicated. Honestly, for women out there, if any of you ever used an at-home pregnancy test, it's easier than that. Sorry, gentlemen.
Great. there's a question regarding knowing that there's a finite supply in the traditional market of pharmacies and so on. We know the governor spoke passionately, of all three of you did during the last briefing, about frustration that there's not a sort of a big national effort to provide an adequate supply nationally for everyone to be able to access in a more affordable way. Are you engaging with pharmacies, or is that to talk to them about what they can be doing, or is that just an issue of interstate commerce and needing a larger critical mass in order to get them to change their behavior and pricing?
I would say that our efforts are really at the federal level. I can tell you, since I listen in on the governor's the weekly or every other week governor's call, Governor Baker is very active and very proactive about bringing down the costs of a rapid antigen test and getting them into people's hands as rapidly and safely as possible. It is like every week, he's been talking about rapid antigen tests since August.
Yeah.
Like, why are they available in Europe? Why are they available in Israel for like $1 or a euro or free? Have been slow to market in the United States. So he's very assertive about his advocacy, but it's really at the federal government and using federal powers to increase manufacturing and bring down costs. And I follow that up on my weekly or every other week phone calls with the White House, is really urging the federal government. This is a really good surveillance tool, and that everyone should have access to it, and not just people who can afford, you know, $26 a pop for, you know, a box.
Yes. And we know that Massachusetts has been a leader in calling on the federal government to take action. We appreciate that very much. And I can remember those back in August, the governor speaking about it so forcefully. Just a couple more questions. One was, do you have a little more clarity on when you think that the state contract negotiations will be at a stage where you'd be able to post something on the state CommBuy site?
We will be as aggressive as possible. I know that's a social worker saying, I'm going to be as aggressive as possible. And what I can assure you is, as soon as we have the very first one finalized and posted, we will make sure that you're notified. We very much want to get it done no later than early January, and are pushing very hard. You know, it's a negotiation. So we will get a price proposed, and then my staff will negotiate back and forth. We're pretty good at understanding what the challenges are when we negotiate these kinds of things, like the standard state contract they have to sort of agree to, one, and we pay after delivery, right? We don't prepay in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That was a non-issue with iHealth. So we're obviously hoping not just iHealth, but others will be able to negotiate good prices for.
I think it's important. I'm just reading the chat. Mayor Taya raises the point about messaging. What do you do when you have a positive test with a rapid test? Yeah. And again, the website will contain information consistent with what the CDC says to do. And we would ask that you also amplify that message as you communicate with residents in your communities.
Right. Thank you. If you test positive, it is presumed that you have COVID and need to engage in the practices of isolating yourself, wearing a face covering at home, you know, avoiding crowds and like, and that's also very much spelled out, Mayor Ty and others on the website. So we try to give you like a package of information, not just how to use the rapid antigen test, but then what happens if you test positive. I would just say that this is a really easy to use, again, from my perspective, but you know, I know these tests pretty well at this point. It is an easy to use test.
And Secretary, is there a process? We know not 100% of people would then report to either the Department of Public Health or to the Commonwealth. How do we capture in the public database the information of positive tests that so that you and the administration and local officials can have knowledge about spread in the community?
Right. This rapid antigen test is not automatically reported. It would only be if someone were to contact their local Board of Health or their healthcare provider and said, I just tested positive on a rapid antigen test. So this is where, we need to trust people in using these and taking action for themselves, particularly as we move through this pandemic, it is not a report. It does not report into. Now you can certainly message as a municipality, if you test positive, please call your local Board of Health to report it. But there is no, at this time with rapid antigen tests, there is no automatic reporting into MMIS or into Maven, actually.
And Secretary, a related question I had raised to MMA multiple times last week is, given the current surge numbers, it's extremely difficult for many municipalities to be engaging in the contact tracing. There, many of the local departments are overwhelmed. Any possibility, which would be extremely helpful, of the state stepping back in, especially with these high numbers?
So, we're... So thank you for that question. I know it had come up at the end of, we've been messaging, when we stood up the contact tracing, I just need like 2 minutes on perspective where we were. When we stood up the contact tracing collaborative in early April of 2020, it seems like a lifetime ago, there was no capacity for testing. None of us knew what this pandemic was and how it was evolving, no vaccines and really no treatments available. And so that's why we set up the contact tracing collaborative, really to just try to, we're in a very different place today. 75% of people in Massachusetts are fully vaccinated. We actually do have treatments, the monoclonal antibody treatment, which I really do need folks to message much more about. Like, we have capacity for a monoclonal antibody treatment and not all of our physicians are encouraging people to get that. We've been phasing down the CTC since last June. and have been messaging that it would come to a, it would fade out as vaccines, treatments, and about $30 million to both to schools and to local health, specifically for contact tracing. And I understand now what we have, like with rising cases, what do we do? The protocols are also really different than they were in a year ago last spring, where we were contacting people every day. And at most now, a person should be contacted once. And for some local boards of health, that's not very comfortable, but that is the guidance from the Department of Public Health. And Jana Ferguson has been going over the changing both protocols as well as how to prioritize where contact tracing should occur. And so I would, so no, we were not planning on, if Partners in Health is closed out this month, but we've also increased our supports to you for staffing. We also had about 400 people trained as investigators, you know, contact tracers, as municipalities have been wanting to hire. And we'll continue to work with you and provide 24/7 epidemiological support and cluster investigation if you ask for, if you want us to help on that, and how we move forward. We also, as you know, have the Mass Notify, which almost a quarter, I want to give a shout out to Somerville was our early tester on Mass Notify. So that's right, the app for people who use apps like other countries have used. And almost a quarter of our citizens are now using Mass Notify, again, as another tool of surveillance. So so I think we need to prioritize where we do contact tracing around clusters. You have our commitment, the Department of Public Health will support you in that, including doing cluster investigations with you, and prioritize where we do investigations and how we contact people who've tested positive. So if we need to do some more, I know Jana does this every week, we will continue to provide that support to you. Plus we put resources out there.
There are a series of interwoven, so thank you very much for that. There are a series of interwoven questions / statements about prioritizing the distribution of these kits to those that are most in need of them in subsidized housing and other areas in the community. And it's the point that Lieutenant Governor made earlier, and you as well, Secretary, that communities know where their community's best and know really can use this information now to proactively think about distribution of of these tests to areas that where the need is greatest. There's a question regarding whether or not if someone takes one of these antigen tests, test positive, the question is there a requirement to go and get a PCR test? I think that there is not, but
no.
Okay.
No. It's presumed positive.
Yes. Let me see. There's a question about holiday surge potentially other steps in continuing this. Of course, I think the timing of this announcement is designed to tamp down a holiday surge and prioritize use of these when there are going to be gatherings, family gatherings around the holidays. And that you, as you said earlier, you're looking to continue this effort in terms of access to municipal access to test these more affordable test kits on the website. So this is a rolling process that will not end, but will continue through the winter, one hopes. Are there any final points that you would like to make? I know that what we will do at the MMA after 10 o'clock is we'll post a summary of this article and an audio recording of the briefing and any links that you can, your office can provide to us. Yep. At the MMA, we'll provide links to the particular parts of the website and so on that you've referenced here.
We will also provide to the MMA the list of municipalities, so of the 102, if that would be helpful.
Excellent. Yes. And
have a map as well.
Great. Excellent. We will do that so that municipalities can know whether or not right away where they fit into this and start to make their plans accordingly.
And to make sure that your local health department gets Jana's email and it hasn't sort of inadvertently gone into some other, you know, folder, because I know they're busy.
Yes, absolutely. And then I do see a question. Will DESE update its guidelines for schools? The current protocols imply that if school age children test positive on a rapid antigen test, they must still PCR before they come back to school.
Yep. We have a call with DESE this week to go over the protocols. So I will make sure that one's on the list.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yep.
On behalf of all of the local officials on this call and throughout the state, to the 102 communities that will be receiving these test kits for the most vulnerable in their communities, and for the 249 communities who will now have more affordable access to rapid antigen tests that they can distribute to households in their towns and cities. We just cannot express enough our appreciation for this partnership and for your proactive work to build this capacity for the cities and towns of the Commonwealth. Your partnership is deeply appreciated. Lieutenant Governor, any final words?
This is what works best. It's worked for us over the past 22 months, sharing information, addressing your questions as best possible before an announcement is made. There will no doubt be questions that you continue to have, and just be in touch with us so that we can help you do your jobs. And we thank you very, very much. These continue to be challenging times for everyone, but as the secretary said, we are in a much better place. We have access to more tools to work with. So let's use them. And thank you very much. We wish everyone a very safe, healthy, and joyful holiday. And this is one more way to help assure that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Secretary. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you to everyone. And this is an example of how all parts of government are essential in this process. The Procurement Office of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is part of the solution here in part of the partnership. And so the state and the municipal employees at every level of government have shown just how valuable they are in this process. And I want to give a shout out to all of those folks as well. Negotiating a contract is saving lives. And that is not an overstatement. So with that, we want to express appreciation to all of the local officials who are on the front lines. You are saving lives. We wish you a safe and joyful holiday season. And if there's more information to come out before then, we know we'll be meeting with you. Again, thank you to the Lieutenant Governor and the Secretary.
Thank you. Be well, everybody.
Bye-bye.